This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Okay, boys and girls, the wheels will be off of the engine pretty quickly here. This is the Talk Radio Review, where we humbly prevent... No, excuse me, that is a Freudian slip. Humbly present a number of well-known radio talk professionals to go over the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories of the week, top people of the week in the news talk radio world. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So let's see, joining us this morning, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and from the morning program at KRLA, from Michael Medved's program, from a show that she does in Bakersfield or San Bernardino or someplace.
You know, get it right, please.
Okay, yes, sir. Right. And soon to be on in Fargo. So that's Jennifer's background. Victoria Keelan, basically lazy. She only does one program a day, and that's the DJV program.
Jen makes me look bad.
Yes, nah. I know. All right. And let's see here. Who else have we got? Speaking of looking bad, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's Walter M. Sterling. Have we figured out what the M stand for? Is that got anything to do with mouth?
There's lots Walter of options there.
Montgomery.
Is it really?
I'm specifically forbidden from saying what it stands for.
Are you really? By whom?
Yes.
Your mother,
my
your wife.
My 13-year-old.
Embarrassing.
I'm sure we'll hear what that 13-year-old thinks is the number one story of the week before we're done with this hour. Anyway, Walter M. Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk radio personality. He's here, and I'm Doug Steffen, so I'll go through the, I guess I'm the ringleader of this group of captives, the stories this week. I don't know. Richie, you argue with me all the time. Should we start at the top or the bottom? I think last week you weren't here, so we started at the bottom.
No, I was here last week. Ideally, you go from number 10 to number 1, just like a countdown should.
But right, okay. All right, so you want to do it? I'll just count them down, then we'll go back to the... We'll circle around to the ones we like.
There we go.
All right, the ones we think have value. Number 10 on the countdown list, sports talk radio, playoffs... The story of the guy from Boston who's on the Celtics who beat up his girlfriend and could go to jail for 25 years. So that's, you know. And then the other one, the football player that got caught on insider trading. I can't remember his name. Who's now playing for, I think, Seattle. Do you know that story? Who knows that story better than me? I'm not a sports expert. I just know.
I'm blanking on his name. He's not a major star, but
no,
yes,
he's not.
He was
no.
convicted of.
But we decided on the DJV show, ladies, that he should not be going to jail, but he should, if he's making $3-4 million a year,
right.
That money should go to pay
right.
off the people
yeah,
who got
pay
screwed.
It back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So that's number nine. Number eight. Number. Number ten. Number nine.
I'm confused
the,
already.
the new iPhones. We'll go to Victoria for that in a moment. Number eight, the fellow who produces 60 Minutes got fired along with Les Moonves. Les Moonves, that conversation has some tracks to it. I don't think anybody cares. They don't even know who Fager is. He produces 60 Minutes. His name is Michael Fager. Number seven, the focus on the Russians and their war games with the Chinese. Number six, the positive economic news that a lot of people have been talking about. Number five, more election news, that arrogant SOB, what's-his-face from New York, Cuomo, wins the primary. Number four, notice how I'm putting my own anecdotal interpretations in.
Yeah, no fake
things.
News here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's opinion, Jennifer. You can have all kinds of fake opinions. Number four, the continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and his nomination. There's a lot to talk about there, actually, I think. I'm so sick of seeing... Trump and the Russia investigation, I don't even...
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God, what a waste of time.
Right.
Bob Woodward's book, number two, and the hurricane, number one. All right. So, who wants to talk about the new iPhone? Victoria, you want to give us a run?
I'm in on
I mean,
that
there's no
too.
Controversy with that, so I don't know why we're... I think the Serena Williams cartoon, which is...
Sickening.
I think honestly,
the iPhone thing, it's there's the biggest iPhone ever. It's a 6.5-inch screen.
Why should I help them sell their iPhones? I'm not getting.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that's really monumental. So.
You aren't helping them sell it. You're talking about an item that people are interested in.
Thank you, Rich. Like you, for example.
I agree with Rich.
I am. Yeah.
Richie's going to get a new one.
I will. I actually scored last one, so I'm due. I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you going from the 7 to 10?
I'm going from the 7 S Plus to...
I ought to go around the room here. Jennifer, what kind of iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
It's archaic. I am actually ashamed of myself. I still have the iPhone 6S, and I am totally due for an upgrade. I've been wanting to get into a Verizon store. I haven't done it yet. And over the weekend, I actually dropped it into two bowls of water because I thought it was telling me it's time. But it's still working. When has that ever happened?
To me, it didn't. Mine didn't work after that.
Walter, flip phone, right?
I had one of the first iPhones. One of the first. And 1 month, I got a $650 bill because the apps were running.
Is that the last month?
I took it to the Hudson River, and I threw it in the Hudson River. And now I have this. Listen carefully. Listen. You hear this?
Yeah. Flip phone.
That's a flip.
It's $9. Yeah. $9 at Walmart, $30 a month prepay, and you know what? It gets calls.
And you never answer them.
Just walking around with a burner phone.
Yeah. It gets text. It gets text. And it takes better pictures than the iPhone.
I'm sure it does.
I have a flip phone. I think you knew that, Walter. Anyway, I have one of each. I have a flip phone. And I have
Doug's a big boy now, Rich. He upgraded to an iPhone 8.
And an 8.
He called me up. I think he was cursing at it one day.
I think I called you looking for help. Right. Tech support. Call Rich. All right. Either Rich or Bob. Once in a while, I call Victoria, though. I think she's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
All right. So, Walter, I would like to know if you have three lovely young ladies as daughters. Are they teenagers, or two of them are teenagers now?
6, 13, and 15.
Okay. Do any of them have phones?
Oh, yes. They have iPhones.
They do?
They have you betcha.
You gave your children, I would have thought, knowing you as I do, that you would never allow your children to have an iPhone. Especially,
no, I don't believe technology is a moral issue. I believe that it is far better to give my children iPhones than to have to endlessly fight with them over my laptop or my iPad or my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in charge of your house?
Every teenager has a phone. I had a cell phone in high school. Everybody has a phone.
I didn't have a cell phone in high school. What are you talking about?
You had a World War II cranking phone. I'm sure you had something.
That's because...
Mabel?
Batteries.
Give me Sarah. The diner.
Batteries hadn't been invented. You had a roll of quarters. Yeah,
listen,
Doug.
Don't be telling. You better not start with that.
They
on
were
me
dimes back then, Walter. Dimes.
I'm going back. Right. You'll get it back in spades, pal. All right. Anyway, so we've taken care of the phone.
Jen's so happy that she's right. I'm like,
yeah. Wow.
Who's going to win the older game?
I want to ask Jennifer, Richie. You've got two children. Do they have phones?
One does. One does not. The one that goes to high school and has after school activities does. And he got one in the seventh grade when he was 12. When he went to middle school and had
I know, didn't I? I didn't take a shot at you. I must have taken a shot.
Probably did. Yeah, and I didn't care. My daughter does not yet. The rule is you wait till you go to school where you have after school activities, which is generally middle school and 12 years old, and that's what we'll do.
Jennifer,
I just don't think it's that important.
What, to have a phone or whether you have a phone or not?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, they play their games on the phone, they text with each other,
they call each other.
It's
the beginning of the end of them using their
mind. There's so many other things to worry about.
Themselves.
I could care less.
But the funny thing is, though...
Can think for themselves?
Well, the funny thing is, my friend is a kindergarten teacher, and three of her students who just started, they all have Apple Watches.
Oh, my God.
Right. I was like, okay, now we've gone off the deep end.
You're marrying a guy who's got two kids. How old are they? Six and eight.
One just turned nine, and the other is six. Yes.
Do they? Hopefully, they don't have any phones. They
sure. Lily has a phone. Yep, the older one, the 9 year old. And you know, I actually this is something that Jeff and I disagree about quite a bit because his kids are addicted to devices, and he tell you that, and he's addicted to his device, and so, and I don't mean that in a dirty way. He's addicted to his cell phone. He's playing games and looking at emails and doing all that stuff.
And that's why they are.
And that's why they are, and that's right. And so we have a different philosophy because I see when they don't have their devices how it's very hard for them to focus and behave and kind of be in the moment because they feel anxiety without these devices. So that's why I don't like them.
Unbelievable.
Let me suggest that there's a lot of criticism then that goes with it, saying, well, you know, these kids have a shorter attention span. No, they don't. They have a broader attention span.
No, I disagree.
They're able to consume far more input.
How can you prove that? You prove that.
I'm a talk show host. I don't have to prove anything.
Come hang out with my son for a couple of days.
Well, your son, I think your son is smarter than the average bear anyway, because you've exposed them to all kinds of different, you've exposed them to different ideas and ways of thinking.
Devices don't make people stupid.
On YouTube, unbelievable.
Kids are super smart.
This kid, he found a laptop in the neighbor's garbage the other day.
Who did?
Sean? My son.
Really?
Pulled it out of their garbage, brought it home, got on YouTube, and figured out what was wrong with it and repaired it. Now he's got a free working laptop.
That's
great. That is only 4 years old.
A chip off the old block. If I had any doubt this kid was yours,
You believe that story that he found it in the garbage?
He did. He did. All of my neighbors are government contractors.
His kids would tell him the truth.
They're all government contractors, and they work from home. So every 3 or 4 years, they redo their home office and just chuck the old stuff out because the government is out.
Sean found some missing files in the Russian.
I was going to say,
it's really cool.
Then he came home.
Secrets on that thing.
2 days ago, he came home with three bikes that he found in the neighbors that they were just giving away.
He gets on YouTube. Did he find them, or is he a thief?
Right.
No, because I know where two of them came from. He gets on YouTube, and he figures out what's wrong with the bikes.
Welcome to the McFadden.
And he sells them on Facebook Marketplace.
Good for him.
Good for him. Hi. That's awesome.
YouTube.
Then he found diamond rings for mom.
Review. 19 past.
Just randomly.
Yeah. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Who knew? ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service. On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review now on the air. Victoria Keelan is here. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on some of the stories with our thoughts on some of the big stories. Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can see the list every week there, talkers.com. So, let's talk about the positive. Number 6 this week is the good economic news. There are those who are Trump supporters who say, wow, this is great. Look at this. This will help us win the midterms. And so then the others say, well, it's not really. Half the country's doing better and the other half isn't. It's kind of the usual, I think, the haves and the have-nots back at each other. I do think it is kind of, it's, I don't know, fascinating.
Yeah, even the have-nots are doing better.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, those people, there are those who will argue with you. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of this news, Target and Macy's, between the two of them, are hiring, starting the first of next month, 200,000 people.
Right.
You know what that'll do for the unemployment? The unemployment's down to 3.9 now, but they're reported.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's permanent, but it's larger. The numbers are a lot larger than they were last year, Walter, in terms of hiring.
I'm surprised
Macy's.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Macy's, you think, or you hear that stores like Macy's are in trouble because of Amazon. I think sooner or later there's going to be a backlash to that. I find myself wanting to, especially when it comes to things like clothing,
order
stuff.
Yeah, you see the trend, though. The trend that's happening is, like, Amazon is creating, like, brick-and-mortar pickup places and kiosks and stuff like this. So what's really going to happen is kind of a merge of the two, where and a lot of, like, Best Buy and
maybe,
Home Depot are doing all the same thing, where you go online and you go, boop, 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 okay, I'll be at the store in 10 minutes to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, free two-day shipping is not fast enough now.
Right. I want it now.
Yeah.
But then can
but people also, like Doug says, they want to see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, I want to try it on. I tried that Stitch Fix, whatever it is, a couple of months.
Yeah.
New clothing and stuff, and it didn't fit. Yeah. And I sent it back with a pain in the neck to box it back up.
Did you lie about your size?
Girls will do that, you know.
What would make you think that, Walter?
Well, they're very good at fitting by mail.
They are. That is sort of like what they're known for.
That's why it works.
This is going to be the two of you are going to gang up on me. Is that it? No.
Both
I don't
you,
think. By the way, I don't think that, I think it's a myth that Amazon is taking away the brick and mortar business to the extent that people think. I think the reason the brick and mortar stores are in trouble is because it is a progressively horrible experience. I blame the Apple store as the brick and mortar stores having a problem because Apple shows them how it should and could
yes,
be done. You
100%.
Go to an Apple store and it's magic. 20 people
it
approach
is.
You. What do you need? And
any and then you sit on your butt
you
for an hour, wait for the next guy.
No, wait.
I never
well,
had that
different.
In
that's
an
not,
Apple store.
Any one of them can check you out in a second.
Yes. I was in and out. My laptop died a couple months ago. I jumped in a cab. I was still living in New York City. Went to the Apple store, timed the entire thing. It was 12 minutes from leaving my
door. You know what?
I walked in. I said, I need that laptop right now. They go, here you go. They swipe the card on their own iPhone, and I was back in a cab. It was amazing.
Yeah, but if you have a problem like I do,
well,
I'm not.
Different, though. That's,
well,
that's
you go there
different.
To fix it, and you sit around.
We're talking about
yeah.
shopping.
And, Doug, that's very situational, too. There are many Apple stores where you don't have to sit and wait. But let me just finish the thought, which is that you compare going to the Apple store with the experience of going to Macy's, to the men's
yeah.
clothing department, and trying to find, one,
yeah.
a clerk, and, two,
yeah.
somebody who can actually ring you up because, gee, it's
right.
not my department.
And you know what?
Yep.
The people who work at the Apple store really like doing what they do.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, I'm sure
they enjoy selling you the product.
Really?
Here's your pants, Mr. Singh. Here's your new suit. Versus, here's your new iPhone. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Let me show you how
maybe,
to use it.
Maybe the people at Home Depot could learn a little from the folks at Apple. Maybe that's where...
Home Depot is bad. Yeah.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least 5 dead and widespread destruction from Florence, now a tropical storm grinding slowly and violently across the Carolinas. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Emergency Management Director Bruce Arnell warns people there to stay put.
We encourage everybody to stay where they are in shelters if that's the case. You know, we're faring pretty good. We're not getting a lot of structural damage in Myrtle Beach. And again, more concerned right now with the riverine flooding, cutting off access into our city in the days to come.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his predecessor, John Kerry, is actively undermining U.S. policy in Iran.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
Pompeo says Kerry and other former Obama administration officials are advising Iranian diplomats to wait out the Trump administration to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Walter Sterling and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan. Going to keep the rest of the boys on the straight and narrow. We're going through the stories that are listed this week at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. Actually, I went through the list of stories. I did not go through the list of the people. So all those in favor of me listing the top 10 people, raise your hands.
Right here. I would also be in favor of you quickly doing the top 10 topics again.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do the people first, Reggie.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is at 10. Serena Williams at 9. Jeff Fager and Les Moonves at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Barack Obama at 4. Brett Kavanaugh at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And I will say candidly, I don't know why Barack Obama is on this list and Nancy Pelosi.
Because of his speech. I don't know about Nancy, but...
He's giving speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Victoria's right. He's giving speeches.
So what?
Well, and then Trump went back, and it, you know, the whole Trump can't let anything go, and
Well,
it wasn't really a back and forth. Well, no, he didn't blame him. He said Trump. He actually did the opposite. He said Trump isn't the problem. He's not the source of the problem. He's part of it. He's a symptom. So he actually took the onus off of Trump. But you know, Trump can't let anything go. So then it became.
So does that mean Obama thinks he was the solution to the problem? What is Obama's solution? If
Obama's
if he's
trying to
not
take credit for the economy.
Economic,
yeah,
or whatever. Yeah,
this is my economy. It's not Trump's. It's my economy.
Well, that's not true. Well,
2008 was his economy.
No, it wasn't. He inherited that. That was Bush's economy. Everybody knew. Look, it doesn't matter what political party. The president coming in, if it's whoever it is, inherits what happened for the previous 8 years.
And how
so
you fix it?
Economic stimulus
indicative.
And everything that Obama did. It is why we're in better economic standing now. It's
really?
You know, Trump can claim all he wants that this is all him. It's some of Wall Street is in favor of Trump and is optimistic about it, so he can definitely claim. Rightfully so, some of the enthusiasm on Wall Street. But Wall Street isn't necessarily, you know, very few Americans actually invest in Wall Street. So when we talk about, like, real people in the middle of America.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a 401k.
Not everybody, no, Rich. Don't. No way. Uh-uh. No.
Well, we're all... not everybody. I don't have one.
You don't have a 401k, Doug?
No. I wiped it out saving the farm.
If you're self-employed, you don't. You can't get a 401k. So it's
40 whatever it is. You can get something similar.
We could get something else. I forget what it is, but I don't have that either.
Yeah, right. Me. Right. Here we are. We're radio veterans. All right. Let's see. Richie wants me to repeat the story. Sports Talk Radio 10, the new iPhone, and the Serena Williams cartoon were tied at 9. They have nothing to do with each other, but in terms of interest.
I think the Serena story was much bigger than the iPhone.
I do, too, and I think it's an important story, frankly,
sorry,
to talk about.
I didn't hear the Serena story. The cartoon, anyway. Tell me about the cartoon. I did not see it.
Oh. All right, you want to, Victoria, you want me to?
Give me the 30-second
Go ahead, Doug. No, go.
Well, the Australian news media is noticeably white, and they took a shot. There was a cartoon from some South, I don't remember which newspaper it was. I think it was Melbourne in Australia that really was disgusting, actually. It was really racially motivated, and it didn't not only take a shot at Serena, but the Japanese lady gutted in the cartoon as well.
Well, they whitewashed her, literally. She's a blonde white woman with a ponytail, and it doesn't even look like Naomi Osaka. It's ridiculous.
In this day and age, you don't do that unless you want to be, you want people to talk about you, and that's kind of the reason I think they did it, although the Aussies are notably pretty racist in
Rich, you should look it up. Look at the image.
I'm looking at it right now.
Ridiculous. And here's the thing that really pissed me off about this whole story. The newspaper, it got a backlash, of course. And then the newspaper doubled down and put it on the front page.
Yeah.
That's how much of a racist statement they wanted to make.
It's a typical cartoon. It's got the opponent on the other side. It's got Serena having a little fit. And then on the other side, it's got the opponent asking the judge, can you just let her win? But the caricature that they do of her is probably the offensive part. Yeah. Her lips and her mouth are huge in this caricature.
Well,
and
she's
so
also
her
jumping
rear
up and
end.
Down. Yeah, in a position
like
she looks like a gorilla.
Did she get all right? The
Let's
facts
say,
of the case.
That's what she
did. She get
she
a raw
like.
Deal? Was it? She was angry. You didn't see that kind of display from her before. But you see, a lot of times the comparison was made to her.
The coaching
and,
thing, she got a raw deal on. It happens all the time. It always happens.
Well, but the male female side of this, Richie, which
what, but that's what she's saying is that it happens all the time. But she says you're calling me out just because I'm a female.
Yeah, and can you argue with that?
But every male tennis player who's come to her defense has admitted that they've gotten away with saying way worse than calling the umpire a thief.
Oh,
she said,
like
you stole that point from me. You're a thief.
No,
that's
just any McEnroe video.
Is this about multimillionaires hitting a small ball in sunshine? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, right. That's very, very true. Okay.
All right.
Speaking about multimillionaires, number 8, more on Les Moonves and him leaving CBS with a 120-some-odd-million-dollar settlement, $20 million they're going to take away from him and give it to charity or something. But meanwhile, his wife goes on Big Brother or whatever that hosts her, and she introduced herself as Leslie Chan Moonves.
No, Julie Chen Moonves.
She's Moonves.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
awesome.
She
spent all her entire career since she's been with him. She has spent distancing herself from the Moonves name. And
I'm
now,
my own woman.
And
I'm
then,
my
yeah,
own woman.
Yeah, I didn't get this job because I married the guy who's in charge.
Really?
It's like she's like the new Tori Spelling. I didn't get cast. No one knew who I was when I auditioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad that Victoria and I are the only two people who remember that's what Tori Spelling used to say.
Yes.
That she used to say, no one knew my daddy was Aaron Spelling, who owns all of you.
Right. Whatever.
Right. That's how I got on 902.
All right. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not here now. Victoria Keelan's here, though. And I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through. Rich, you want me to do this fast? We got stuck
We're incapable.
Yeah.
Midterm number six, election. Positive economic news. Number five, the midterm elections. Number four,
talk about the
Kavanaugh nomination. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. Number two, the Bob Woodward book right. Tied with the New York Times op-ed.
Walter
and number
wants
one, hurricane
to talk about
crimes.
The hurricane. The hurricane, yes. The big story in the hurricane is that the world is still full. We still see examples of the people who are so stupid, so arrogant, stubborn, whatever. We're going to ride the storm out. Mm-hmm. And then when their house gets blown away, they're looking for you and me as the taxpayers to send somebody in to save their butt.
Well, I thought you were
swim to shore.
I thought you were talking about the Weather Channel reporters. I want to see the hurricane. I want to see the flooding, the rivers, the waves, the wind, the signs
coming
down. You're
going to see the good-looking guys there.
Instead, I see a guy being blown at by wind and telling me that I shouldn't be there.
Right.
Neither should he.
You know what I think? Some interesting points with the hurricane is that the Target, Walmart, and Home Depots have become our hurricane infrastructure for the government to run supplies through. I think that's a fascinating story in that we're using these big box supply chains for the government to be able to get supplies to the people. And because they've already got the supply chain on the ground, they know how to get the trucks to there, and they know how to get the people into there, and they know how to get the supplies out of the Walmart.
It's time
to the
government
people.
Did more privatizing of
that's,
things.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. And then go ahead.
The other interesting point about the storm is how it's being politicized already, so that the Democrats can use anything and everything that Trump's environmental policies caused the hurricane. B, the response to the hurricane is not going to be good enough, and Trump let all these people die, and you should vote for a Democrat.
To believe all of that stuff.
Well, but beyond that, to me, I think we're burying the lead here. The most important part of the entire Hurricane Florence storyline here is the Waffle House. We talked about this on the DJV show. The Waffle House has a storm center where they literally track hurricanes because the Waffle House has to be open 24/7. Yes. And if the Waffle House, FEMA watches what the Waffle House does. This is a true story.
Yes, it is.
FEMA actually watches Waffle House to see if they limit their menu, and if they close a store, then they know that that's where people are really the most affected, and that's where they say they go in first. That's the front line. If the Waffle House is down, then that's the front line of the hurricane.
More importantly, on my show, Sterling on Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to have an executive of Waffle House to explain this dynamic and also to answer the question I have about Waffle House, which is why none of them have Wi-Fi.
Because the people who go to them don't care about Wi-Fi. They might attract more.
Let me tell you something. If Waffle House had free Wi-Fi, that would be a scary place at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. It's a scary place at 2 in the morning anyway.
It really is. But it's a fabulous place to get a good waffle and good sausage. They have... And I said,
I
think on the DJV program that they didn't have stores north of the Mason-Dixon line. I've been proven wrong. People responded to that statement on our Twitter site by suggesting they were in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
They're in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
And New York, apparently, too.
New York.
And
really.
Upstate New York.
I've never seen
it. Which is the same as the South with bad weather.
Exactly. I literally just
exactly
said that.
Victoria said an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's
funny. Well, you're
all right. This is the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you whiten your teeth. If you have a problem that you have a smile, and you like to have people like your smile, but you got yellow teeth. Ooh, who's going to want to smile back at you? Need to whiten them up? Power Swabs to the rescue. Call this number now, 800-208-1797, and get the deal you thought was never possible. Now available directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. This fabulous way to whiten your teeth two shades every time you use the power swabs. You open up the tube, you snap it, you get the Q-tips, and you wipe it on your teeth, and literally in 5 minutes you can start watching your teeth get whiter. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It digs out the things that are discoloring your teeth, and it'll do it with minimum sensitivity. It's not like sticking one of those trays in your mouth, leaving it there for half, three-quarters of an hour, and then the taste afterwards, yuck. Get a great white smile, and maybe that'll help you in your love life or at work or whatever. 5 minutes. That's all it takes. This was originally the formula that came from a Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist, and they were sold, the power swabs were sold to dentists originally, but now available to everybody, not online, just on the phone. Call 800-208-1797. Take that, you people that have iPhones. Use your flip phone. Call 800-208-1797. Use the discount code DJV and pay half price for power swabs. Let's take a minute to go through the official list, the stories from Talkers Magazine, News Talk Radio's Bible. This is for the week ending September 14th at number 10. Sports Talk Radio, the push on Major League Baseball to end the season well, the beginning of the football season, all the conversations that go around that, and the people. Number 9, Apple's got a new iPhone. I think we knew that was coming, but when it was coming, now we know. Let's see, problems at CBS, number 8, Russian war games, number 7, the economic news, it's good news, number 6, midterm elections, that number 6 will go with number 5 because the good economic news will help to keep the people that want to stay in probably. Let's see, Kavanaugh's nomination is 4, the Russia investigation is 3, Bob Woodward's book is 2, and the hurricane, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
On the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see is published every week at talkers.com. I like to go through the list because sometimes during our hours on the air, we don't actually go through the list or we don't do it quickly. So just for your reference, Aaron Rodgers, football player at number 10, Serena Williams, tennis player at number 9, Les Moonves at number 8, Nancy Pelosi, 7, Jeff Sessions, 6, Robert Mueller, 5, Barack Obama is in the 4th position, Brett Kavanaugh, number 3, as he works his way toward his confirmation, Bob Woodward, and the book, and I think the New York Times op-ed piece, too, comes in here, but the people, as far as the people are concerned, it's Woodward, because nobody knows, or do they, who wrote the op-ed piece. And at number 1 on the people list, pretty much the same as you can expect every week from now until he gets out of office, Donald J. Trump. All right, that's the people list. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. All right, how many people have read any of the excerpts or the book from Bob Woodward? Victoria, you interested?
Nah, I'm not really interested in stuff like that.
Walter?
I know Trump's a lunatic, so I don't need a book to tell me that.
Walter?
I have 3 small children, and there's no time for books.
Really? Richie?
Really?
Time for books?
I heard all the sound bites I need on radio and television this week, and when I heard NPR describe it as high-end gossip, I figured that pretty much is a good description. Because Woodward, you know, he's an alpha.
That's right. He's Bob Woodward. That's right.
He's won many awards.
He's a very, very, very sensitive guy. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for some more information. It's Tech Talk time. Information, people, there's no secrets here. We go to five from number five to number one. Top five stories of the week. Victoria Keelan has that information for us from the world of technology, starting with the relaunch of Gawker.
That's right. Gawker will be back in early 2019. It's unclear exactly what it will look like, but the it is, of course, the gossip site that was formally relaunched. Well, it will be formally relaunched next year by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. Now, Goldberg is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the largest sports sites. And he bought the Gawker Archives, which has thousands of old celebrity stories, for less than $1.5 million at an auction this summer. He said, we're going to recreate Gawker, but it won't be exactly the way it was. We're going to learn from its missteps. Gawker Media is a larger company that also included Gizmodo and Deadspin and Jezebel. It filed for bankruptcy and was eventually sold to the Spanish language broadcasting company Univision and was renamed Gizmodo Media Group in 2016. However, Univision decided that Gawker.com was too risky of a property to own, and they transferred it back to the bankruptcy estate where Goldberg came in and bought it at auction. So it'll be interesting to see in this sort of celebrity-driven world with TMZ what it will actually look like, but I suspect it will probably try to go head-to-head with TMZ.
All right. Number four, a focus on a new plan from AT&T. Listen up to this.
AT&T is a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for 25% off either of the unlimited plans that AT&T announced back in June. That was right after they acquired Time Warner. In the fine print, though, AT&T admits it may throttle data speeds, which means slow them down, when the network is congested. However, they make it very clear that AT&T's FirstNet plan, which is actually designed specifically for first responders, and that is not open to the public. That's not a commercial. That is only for police and firefighters, and you have to qualify and everything. That is separate, and that will not be throttled. So that data will not be slowed down. Now, we remember just last month, Verizon came under scrutiny because they throttled firefighters' data when they were trying to fight the wildfires in California, and that ended up in a big lawsuit, which is still being tossed around in the court, and I don't think Verizon's going to come out on top on that one. So AT&T wants to make sure that they know that the first responders plan is just for first responders, but this new promotion is for their families, and they want to offer a discount for first responders. Now, a new study last week showed that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling video platforms like Netflix and YouTube. They're slowing it down because net neutrality is dead and they can do what they want.
Bad guys that they are.
Yep.
All right, number three brings us around to a car company using technology.
Yep, Volkswagen has a new partnership with HP, and they're going to be using HP's 3D printers to mass-produce car parts. Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled their new plans that they're going to use the 3D printers to make parts like gear knobs, custom tailgate lettering, things like that. They are going, in the next few years, to move to mass production of structural parts. So think of, you know, doors, bumpers, windshields, things like that. That's where they're going to be heading in terms of 3D printing. They also say 3D printing is saves them a lot of money, and they already have 90 3D printers in their plants. Right now, they started using them to make rare parts that you can't find for older cars, and they say that moving forward, though, it has huge implications, not just for the car and for the auto industry, but for industrial and medical sectors as well, those industries produce billions of metal parts each year. So HP is very excited to jump on board with this.
All right. Number two, as we work our way up to number one, Apple has a new iPhone to announce.
Apple's newest iPhone is the XS and XS Max, and that is the largest screen that iPhone has ever made. It's 6.5 inches, and the new iPhones start at $999, and the XS Max will be starting at $1099, and they're on pre-order right now, and they'll be in stores on the 21st of September.
Let's have a big boo for number one, Amazon selling Christmas trees.
Yep, Amazon's getting into the holiday spirit. They are selling live 7-foot Christmas trees this year. They are available for Amazon Prime shipping, which means you'll get free 2-day shipping. They all come from a North Carolina farm. They will cost $115, and you will be able to choose from several different varieties. You can also buy wreaths and garlands and other things like that. And so Christmas tree farms, though, not really concerned. They say most people like to pick their tree in person.
Yep, I agree with that one. All right, good job as usual, Victoria. Our job is to inform you and entertain you at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.